Hey, kids, it's time for Science Fun with Professor Kelvin and Little Timmy.
Gosh, Professor Kelvin, this portable tree stand is really cool. But why'd you bring us way out here into the woods?
Well, Timmy, I thought it'd be good for us to get out of the lab for a change. There's a lot of wonderful things in nature, and it's also less likely anything's going to explode out here.
That's true.
But one of the reasons is I wanted to show you this little invention I have here. I'm going to be taking this with me on a safari to Africa, but it also
Professor?
Has applications here. This is an audio simulator device, and what it does is it creates sound waves that the animals can hear that's particular to their own species.
Oh.
And you can't actually hear the sound, but the vibrations come out and the animals pick it up and they respond. And you can call the animals using this.
Wow.
It's sort of an animal call.
Cool.
Let me demonstrate here.
Okay.
This here is a blue jay call, so I push the button here.
I don't hear anything.
Well, no, you're not going to hear it, but they'll pick up the vibrations and just give it a minute, because I know there's blue jays in the area.
Ooh.
Here he comes one.
Oh, yeah.
Here, see?
Yeah, I
over
see.
Over there.
It. Yeah.
There's another one.
Ooh. They look mad.
Well, they're a little upset. They don't know what's calling them, and there's something in their territory, and it bothers them a little bit, but they're not getting any response now. So they're going to probably take off here in a second.
Okay.
Yep, there they go.
Oh, yeah.
That was enough. pretty cool, huh?
Yeah, that was.
Let's try another one here.
Oh, boy.
Have you ever seen an elk, Timmy?
No, I never saw one.
All right. Well, you're going to see one now, I think,
because
there's elk in this area here. I'm going to push the button.
Okay.
And wait a second here for them to come from wherever they are. You know, there's a lot of elk in these woods, and they're huge, and they're wonderful creatures. They're scared of man. Oh, there's one over there.
Oh, I see it.
Hear him?
Yeah,
he's responding to the noise that we're making here. And
this is so cool.
Look, coming out of the woods over there. There's another one over there.
I see him.
I see him.
Yes, I see him.
Ooh,
he looks
mad. Yeah, he is. They're angry. Now, if we were on the ground, I guess it's possible they would charge, but
they're big.
The fear of man probably keeps them back. And not only that, they don't have any does with them. There's no herd, so there's nothing for them to protect. So they're confused, but there they go. That was pretty interesting. Did you see that one, though? The one with the big antlers?
Yeah.
It looked like part of an antler dropped off there.
I saw that.
I'm going to run out there, and I'm going to get that antler, because that would make a nice little piece of memorabilia for us here, and you can take it home. I'll clean it up for you.
That would be cool. Professor, what's this button here? Why does it say elephant?
Well, that's one of the sounds that I'm taking with me when I go to Africa later for the scientific exploration that we're going to be doing. We have an elephant call. We have tigers, and
we
have several different species that will be native to the area that I'm going in.
Cool. Professor, can I push the elephant button? I want to see what happens if I push the elephant button.
Well, Timmy, nothing's going to happen if you push the elephant button, because there's no elephants around here. I checked it out before I came here. We're not near any main highways, so there's no circuses or anything passing by. And, the nearest zoo is 100 miles away, and there's nothing with an elephant nearby. There's no railroad tracks, no circus trains going by. So when I consider all the possibilities, I realize that I guess it is safe for you to push the elephant button, Timmy. Go ahead, push.
Okay, I'm pushing.
I told you.
I can feel the vibration on this one, Professor.
But nothing happens. You can't hear anything. And,
no, but I feel the vibration.
And the range on this thing's only about, several hundred yards at the most. You're not going to... You're just nothing's going to happen. You can keep pushing away all you want, but I'm going to go get that antler now. So you just stay up here in the tree.
All right, I'll keep...
I'm going to go out here.
I like the vibration, though. I can feel it. It must be elephant strength, you know? this is fun.
Right. This is a good antler, Timmy. This is going to look great. Just going to...
That's cool.
Oh, there's a second one. And that's a smith.
What's that?
That sounds like an elephant, Timmy.
Yeah, you bet.
That's another one. There's two of them.
Ooh, two elephants.
There's three of them.
Three elephants.
Where are the elephants coming from? Ooh. Don't make any sense.
Oh, I see a whole bunch of elephants coming over the hill. You better run faster, Professor.
Say, you up in the tree there, little boy.
Who are you?
I run an animal preserve right down the way here. Mostly, elephants. We rescue them from zoos and circuses. They live their days out here in a quiet, secluded area, away from disturbances of civilization. But something set them off, and I don't know what. Good thing you were up in that tree.
Yeah.
What?
No kidding.
What's that out in the field, that quivering blob?
Oh, that's the professor.
Oh, my. Do you want me to call an ambulance?
Nah, that's not necessary. You see that light on the hill over there blinking?
Yeah.
Well, that's a reflection off the binoculars. That's the ambulance crew. They're just waiting for my signal. They follow us everywhere.
Tune in again next time, kids, for Science Fun with Professor Kelvin and Little Timmy.